one of the ways that you need to be wise is thinking about who your friends are. I want to ask you a question. It will pop up on the screen just like magic. There we go. If you could choose anyone in the world to be your friend, who would you choose? Have a careful think about this. It might be someone who you're already friends of, but you're not going to get any extra brownie points by saying the person next to you. Okay, that doesn't count. It could be anyone in the whole world. It could be a real person. It could be someone from fiction. If you could be friends with anyone in the world, who would it be? Who would it be? You may even want to think about why that might be. And if you're watching online as well, you might even perhaps like to type in the comments on the live stream who you would choose. But maybe just turn to the person next to you or the people around you. Say, who would you choose if you could be friends with anyone in the whole world? Well, that's great. It's lovely to hear actually so many stories of positivity, people who would just encourage you if you're feeling low, if you're struggling in some way. But Jesus also chose friends. He had a choice in the people that he spent time with, and people also had a choice whether they wanted to spend time with him as well. Now, I wonder if you think about what kind of person would Jesus choose to be his friend? Perhaps someone who would be the keenest, the most committed, most devotedest, most religious person around. Surely that would be the kind of person that Jesus would choose to be his friend. Well, in today's true story from the Bible, we're going to find out who Jesus did choose as his friend. And
Matthew chapter 9, verse 9 to 13. Jesus left that place, and as he walked along, he saw a tax collector named Matthew sitting in his office. He said to him, "Follow me." Matthew got up and followed. While Jesus was having a meal in Matthew's house, many tax collectors and other outcasts came and joined Jesus and his disciples at the table. Some Pharisees saw this and asked his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with such people?" Jesus heard them and answered, "People who are well do not need a doctor, but only those who are sick. Go and find out what is meant by the scriptures that says, 'It is kindness that I want, not animal sacrifices. I have come to call respectable people, but outcasts.'"
Well, we've just heard the story about a man called Matthew. Matthew grew up knowing a lot about God. But here's the thing, he worked for people who didn't. Matthew was a tax collector, and he worked for the Romans. The Romans were in charge of the land, and they said, "What should happen?" Now, what would a tax collector do? Well, a tax collector, you probably know this, they take your money in taxes. But tax collectors in Matthew's days had a bit of an even worse reputation, because not only were they bags, they took your money, but they gave it to the enemy, the very people who were making your life miserable. That's why tax collectors were seen as people who were greedy, people who were dishonest, even people who were traitors. "You are against our people. You're a traitor to our people." Matthew, as a tax collector, is not the kind of person that you would want around. He is certainly not the kind of person who you want as a friend. Was anyone thinking about friends that you would want a tax collector as a friend? Was anyone no, none of you said that. I don't blame you. You wouldn't want someone around like that, particularly someone who is a traitor. When we to think about them, we thought about the kind of person who you'd want as your friend. Think about the kind of person who you definitely wouldn't want as your friend, that you would run 100 miles from if they became your friend. I wonder what they would be like. Possibly someone like Matthew. But then Jesus walked up to Matthew as he was there doing the stuff that he does every day, taking coins to pay the Romans, but also a few extra coins to line his pocket as well. And a man called Jesus walks up to Matthew, and he says something to him that changed his life forever. It wasn't a grand speech, but he said two words that changed Matthew's life forever. We're just going to watch a short video from something called The Chosen, which kind of imagines what that might have been like. We'll watch that now.
We live in the same world, Matthew.
Next.
Besides, what else are you going to do with a mind like yours?
Matthew! Matthew, son of Alpheus!
Yes?
Follow me.
Me?
Yes, you.
Whoa. What are you doing?
You want me to join you?
Keep moving, street preacher.
Do you have any idea what this guy's done? Do you even know him?
Yes.
Listen, I said to you.
What are you doing? Where do you think you're going?
Guys, let me go.
Have you lost your mind? You have money. Quintus protects you. No Jew lives as good as you. You're gonna throw it all away. Yes.
I don't get it.
You didn't get it when I chose you either.
But this is different. I'm not a tax collector.
Get used to different. Glad we passed by your booth today, Matthew.
Yes.
Shall we? We have a celebration to prepare for.
You will regret this, Matthew.
What's the tablet for?
Grabbed it without thinking. You can put it back.
No, keep it. You may yet find use for it.
Where are we going?
A dinner party.
I'm not welcome at dinner parties.
Well, that's not going to be a problem tonight. You're the host.
There we go. And imagine what it might have been like for Matthew to have been called by Jesus. But there were two words that Jesus said to Matthew. What were those two words? Follow me. Follow me. Should we all say that on three? One, two, three. Follow me. Well done. And what did Matthew do? He got up, didn't he? He left. He even took his rings off. He handed in his key. He left his wealth and riches behind to follow the one who said, follow me. Now, I think we can, maybe if you've heard this story before, you think, that's quite interesting. But I just want us all to see just how shocking this is, just how surprising it was for Jesus to do this. Remember, tax collectors were hated. They were seen to be traitors. They often lied, they took extra money, and they made people poor by taking their money. So the people, even Jesus' disciples, were really, really shocked that Jesus chose Matthew to come and follow him. But Jesus explained later on why he did that. He said, people who are well do not need a doctor, but only those who are sick. I haven't come to call good people, but sinners. Jesus chose people who knew they really needed him, not the ones who think that they are already good enough and don't need his help. Let me tell you about two people. Marv is an international superstar. He's won numerous Olympic medals. He's even won Nobel Prizes for science. He is just an all-round superstar. And everyone in the world wants to be Marv's best friend. Marv lives an incredible life, and he thinks he has everything he needs. He certainly doesn't need Jesus as a friend, he thinks. But then there's Bella. Bella's really struggled growing up at school. She never had maybe that many friends, and sometimes she finds life just a little bit, just too much. But Bella has something that Marv doesn't. Bella has Jesus as her friend, and even though she still finds things tough, she knows that she has a best friend who knows her, who loves her, and will never, ever give up on her. It looks like Marv has everything in the world, and Bella doesn't. But Bella has something that Marv doesn't, and something that lasts forever. Friendship with God through Jesus. Well, what happened next in our story then? Well, Matthew left his money. He left his job behind. He said goodbye to those old ways and hello to following Jesus. He saw that was more important. And he went on even to throw a party and invited all the people that he knew to come and celebrate with him this big decision in his life. And some people would have been very excited about that. Some people would have been slightly confused. And some people, the Bible tells us, were absolutely furious about this. The Bible tells us about some of these people called the Pharisees, and there would have been good Pharisees and bad Pharisees, okay Pharisees, but some of them took objection to this one thing, that Jesus was willing to have a party, to eat and drink with people like Matthew, tax collectors, people who were very obviously bad people. They said to Jesus, "You shouldn't be friends with people like Matthew. If you knew what he was like, you wouldn't want to be his friend." Now, the funny thing is, Jesus knows what Matthew's like more than anyone. He knows what he's like more than the Pharisees. But did that stop Jesus from being his friend? No, quite the opposite. It made him someone who he wanted to follow him. You see, even though Matthew knew that he had done a lot of stuff in the past that wasn't good, he had hurt people, he had taken money, he had hurt many lives, that all changed now. Because when Jesus said to him, "Follow me," he was just so amazed that Jesus would call him to be his friend. So I think we're left asking ourselves a couple of questions today. Are we like Matthew? Are we like Matthew? Matthew, yeah, he had lived a life that wasn't perfect. He'd done things that hurt other people. But when Jesus invited him to follow him, he said yes. So are we like Matthew? Do we know that we need Jesus as our friend? A lot of people, like Marv, just don't know that they need Jesus. Maybe until things get really, really bad and they don't have anything else left. Someone once said, "You don't know it's Jesus is all that you need until Jesus is all that you have." Are we like Matthew? Or are we like the Pharisees? We can all be like Pharisees at times, thinking that we are fine on our own. We don't need anyone's help. We certainly don't need God's help. And we can even fall into the trap of looking down on other people who say yes, that they do need his help. Yes, they want to follow him. So are we a bit like Matthew today? Do we know we need him? Or are we perhaps a bit like the Pharisees, think that we're fine all by ourselves? But I love the story of Matthew because it shows us some really important things in our world, that following Jesus is better and more important than having lots of money, that following Jesus is better than having a very well-paid job, that following Jesus is better than being really popular at school, at work, or even on social media. You see, Matthew had it right. He hadn't lived the perfect life, but he said yes to Jesus when he said, "Follow me." Do you know, I remember when I was a teenager, long, long time ago, when I first understood about this idea of following Jesus. Now, I still had lots of questions. I still have lots of questions. But I certainly had lots of questions then. And I still found it hard to stop doing some of the things that I knew that God didn't like. But what I did learn is that Jesus loved me and called me to follow him because he would choose someone like me and he would choose someone like you, someone just like Matthew. So two questions just to ponder on before we sing our next song. So if you're here and maybe you're 5 or 6 or under, have a look at this question. Who did Jesus say, follow me to? Who is the person that Jesus said, follow me to? Maybe share that with the person next to you if you know the answer. And for 6 and over, if you find that, you know, you need a bit more of a challenge. If Jesus said to you, follow me, what would you say to him? If Jesus said to you, follow me, what would you say to him? Let's just think, maybe just a moment, just to think quietly about those questions. And then we're going to stand and sing our next song.